Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. Sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey everybody, we're back. You're listening to the Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We talked with Dr. Mercola this week about sugar, different types of sugar, and the effects on the body. He's a expert in this area. Let's have a listen. We have Dr. Mercola on the show today. He is a New York Times best-selling author and an expert in food and nutrition and health. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Elizabeth.
We greatly appreciate your time. You've done a lot of work with regard to sugar. Can you talk to us about some of the work that you're doing?
Well, sugar is interesting because it's so cheap, it's pervasive, it's and it's addicting, and it's in the food supply. It's responsible for the contributing to many of the diseases that we die from, like heart disease, cancer, diabetes. But what's even worse are the artificial sweeteners, which not only contribute to the same diseases, but actually make it more difficult to lose weight and have toxic side effects, such as headaches and increased risk of seizures and brain cancer and increased risk of autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis.
Was there a study that was done about that, or what does your research tell you?
Oh, there are a large number of studies that show not only multiple sclerosis, but an increase in pretty much all of the autoimmune diseases because, interestingly, most people aren't aware the aspartame, which is the culprit here, has been advertised as being completely safe, but it actually forms it's a Trojan horse. Part of the aspartame molecule, it breaks down to methanol, which is wood alcohol. And the wood alcohol just circulates through your body and it passes sneaks past the blood-brain barrier where it converts to formaldehyde or embalming fluid. And there it just devastates and decimates the tissue, the brain tissue, and the proteins and the DNA. It increases the risk of a variety of diseases, some of which I mentioned.
And what about other sweeteners? Is there any sweetener that's safe, even cane sugar?
Well, cane sugar is thought to be helpful, but it's really not much different. In fact, a lot of your listeners might be driving, might have their kids in their car with them now, and they might be drinking juice thinking it's healthier and better, but they're equally as dangerous. There's really not much difference between fruit juice and soda. If they're going to have fruit juice, it would be far better to eat the fruit. But frequently, we're going to satisfy that sweet tooth that we have and the craving. So one of the strategies that you can use are natural sweeteners that are very low in calorie. One of the best is an herb from South America that's been around for 15 centuries that you can grow in your backyard or your windowsill, or you can buy as a prepared supplement from the health food store or the grocery store. It's called stevia. And the best types are the liquid types. It comes in a variety of different flavors, and you can add them to water, which is your ideal fluid to drink.
Are there people that are sensitive to that, or is it pretty much safe across the board?
People can have side effects or reactions to about anything. So, but as far as I know, stevia is very, very safe, virtually no side effects. Some people have an objection to the aftertaste it leaves. It sometimes it's like a bitter or a metallic taste.
Mm-hmm.
The liquid versions tend to be much better, so most people enjoy those. But it really helps you stay away from these dangerous sweeteners. You know, it's 90% of the food that people eat is processed food,
mm-hmm.
and it's loaded with these not only these sugars and artificial sweeteners, but other chemicals which have that negative effects on your health. So that's why we like to recommend that people shift their food choices to healthy foods, you know, to really cut out the sugars and the grains, which convert rapidly to sugars, and have just really focused the carbohydrates to vegetables, simple vegetables, and to really replace those calories with health, high-quality fats, like avocados and butter and coconut oil. These are high-quality fats. Stay away from the dangerous fats like trans fats and vegetable oils that are full of too many omega-6 fats that we get just too much of in our diet. And then moderate amounts of proteins, because the average person listening probably eats 2 to 3 times as much protein as they need, and that can be almost every bit as dangerous as too much sugar.
The site is Mercola.com. Our guest has been Dr. Mercola, New York Times bestselling author and expert in health and nutrition. Thanks so much for joining us today.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, Elizabeth, and all the best.
So that was Dr. Mercola. Very interesting stuff. You can explore some natural sweeteners at places like your local health food store. But right now, we want to talk about something else that happened this week.
Oh, this is so frustrating. And when we saw the story, we were just like, really?
This is not a completed transaction yet, but most people predict it will be. Mm-hmm. And that is China company buying Smithfield. Pork producer.
I was just going to say, Smithfield is one of the largest meat producers in this country. They supply a lot of products to a lot of restaurants and to consumers, now being taken over by a Chinese company.
We've reported on Smithfield in the past with the Humane Society of the United States talking about the conditions under which they raise the animals and some major objections to some of the things that they're doing. And they made some commitments that we don't know if they're going to be honored now if a Chinese company is taking over the company, Smithfield.
And one of the things that came out in the story was the fact that there may not be shareholder accountability in this company anymore. Where right now, if somebody doesn't like what's happening, they can stand up in that meeting and say, no, wait a second. But that's going to go away if this Chinese company does indeed take over Smithfield Foods.
So what you want to do is go to my site at elizabethdougherty.com. I want you to click through to Facebook and like our Facebook page, because that's where we have all these interesting conversations during the week, a lot of things that don't even make it onto the show, and some breaking news about food, and we just keep on top of it.
It's the central focal point, and like you said, it's where the interviews are placed. One of the things that we're very, very active about is posting these highlights from these interviews and the long form parts of the interviews, because there are things, because of the constraints of radio, that we can't share the entire interview. You'll hear it online.
Or you might be listening to the show and you get distracted and you come back and you've missed something. So we always put those interviews on there so that you have a chance to listen back to some of this information, which is very valuable information for you and your family.
Oh, and podcast now available at
businesstalkradio.net.
That's correct. People will be able to log in and listen to the long form interviews as well.
Yep. Over the next week, we're going to be doing some more recipes. We're going to be doing some more very interesting interviews. Be sure and listen back, particularly to the craft information, craft foods that we talked about in the first segment of the show today, and listen every week to Food Nation Radio Network. Thanks for joining us today.
This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Dougherty, sponsored by Whole Foods Market. Did you miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for Food Nation Radio on the Business Talk Radio Network.